county policy different if they have
the insurance
been a full-time employee, put in 40 hours or above 32, then after so long time, they would be eligible for insurance. Are we different?
If they were hired as they could receive benefits, but these gentlemen were hired with no benefits.
Right.
You can't change that. They were hired that way. No, yeah. Not eligible for any benefits.
And the reason behind that is you're actually got to your testing period for to see if they're going to work out in the program. Some people can't get along with other people, kind of like some.
Well, and they were hired why not
do like we do, though? And that's where we use our word just
Can you see that?
Right, it's on the
But it's a, you know, we have a 6 month trial. Probationary period. Why not hire them as full time with a 6 month probation period? If they don't work out, they've successfully completed their probation, they're out of there.
Because these gentlemen we hired not knowing that we were going to keep them, we had need for that position.
That was different on that.
It was different.
There's a real possibility that
where you got a big job or something that comes
out.
Yeah, right.
And we wouldn't have kept them any longer than a 6 month period of time. We knew that could happen. That just
then we had lost some.
We had two retired, one quit, and so we seen the need to go ahead and put them on. So
it was totally different.
Maybe making something out of nothing. Yeah, this guy, I just feel like it's kind of unfair to those individuals that.
I think there's a difference between somebody that's worked 40 hours and somebody that's worked.
Right.
A 40-hour employee is valuable to that department. Already trained.
That employee's not going to be very happy, though, when you go back and pick up 5 months for 4%.
Oh,
right.
Good hold it.
See, there's drawbacks on, you know.
Yeah. We had a ridiculous deal as far as I was concerned. Maybe you could explain it to me. For whenever I first come in the office, we started people at $8.50. on full time and $9 on temporary time. I mean, that's the way that it worked out for Road and Bridge, or
maybe because we had to have people on specialties and pay them more.
Yeah, we had $8.50 full time, but if they were hired temporary, they grew $9 an hour.
Well, they didn't get any benefits.
If we're going to go back, you're going to state that their starting time is really circle time.
Huh.
Yeah.
Could we at least give them more vacation?
What he's asking though is that when it's start time to make that decision, right? To me, you're saying the loggers would kick in
from the time that started. Pay that back.
We need to address that.
Yeah. Pros and cons on both.
Well, and they was hired as a temporary with the understanding or something.
That is correct.
I mean, I understand your feelings on it too. That doesn't seem fair to them. But,
they also knew when they were hired that they may not have a job in 4 months.
Right. Let me tell you what happens though, and it happens too. It could happen right here in this courthouse, and there were very few of us that wouldn't be sentimental concern. If we had one of those employees while he's waiting for 3 months after he worked here for 5 months have a serious accident or have something that he needed a medical coverage on or an illness,
joins our
house.
That's going to be the highlight of the day. Well,
I might have been mistaken.
No, I saw her go by.
That was precious.
Well, that ended that call.
I came into my office one time and he said, what do you think?
price tag hanging on her hat. She had a back turned to the door, and Junior was sitting there. He was, well, hello, Jerry. And I mean, she like broke her neck, swiveled around to think that she would be clouded like that. Turned out she's Junior. Oh, look at that little one.
Oh, Danny.
Oh, look at that hair, too.
Introductory and qualifying training, section 4.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that sounds like
it. Let's see, what did I have? Back then, did I have any changes in 4? No, not so far.
The only thing that I've got under that is there at the end that says,
on which one, Jimmy?
On 4-1.
4-1.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't say that. Shall not have access to grievance or privilege or appeal privileges. Commission officers do by state statute.
Okay. So just take it out or add?
No.
I didn't know we had grievance or appeal privileges and so on. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear.
Yeah, we put that agreement policy in place about a year and a half ago.
Well, that's what I just said. I knew all about that.
He reads it annually.
I was telling you what. I think Lindy was surprised when I came in. I didn't just let it.
He did.
Front to back, and I had all red line. And I said, you know what? When we get to the electric push, sit around, I think there's going to be some long discussion.
you could put in with the exception of commissioned officers in the sheriff's office or something.
Okay.
That's all right.
She just did that to the top line. She couldn't add it. It was added to the bottom part of 4-2, but it wasn't added to the top part.
I think that the intent of this verbiage and many of the different policies was that if there are individuals that are hired in the county system, economic development director, that you go out for, or I'll just use that for example, that will have the ability to, with the exception of insurance, or a county engineer that is hired, which someday may be a reality, like a county engineer on board, that we can waive an introductory period, but we can't do that for insurance, right?
No.
We discovered that.
That's right.
Sometimes when we're negotiating with these people that are, I don't know about that. They're professionals.
That's what I offered them. That's the key word right there. If you're going to hire a professional for a certain position, then to, when you go out, sometimes that's in the demands that they have before they can leave where they're at. They've got 2 weeks vacation where they're at. They don't want to leave, or they've got all this stuff built up. You can't get who you want, maybe the best person for the position, unless you offer the same thing that they've had. And I,
then you're going to have to decide what professional position is there for that.
But do you understand where I'm at? With
so the insurance, like,
no, you can do all that you're talking about except insurance. And the way to get around that is you can offer to pay their COBRA for 2 months.
Yeah.
Or 3 months.
You say something 60 days after the first year.
After the first year, it'll be 60 days. That's health care reform.
The question is, there's this language, about all original partners in books. Are you the right one?
Yeah.
The exception is that unless we have a commission, we establish it as all. I see you're trying to point out all of that.
Would it not have to go to the ultimately to the commission? Not necessarily. Can do that.
But,
they want to waive rights.
Well, no, they're not going to have the ability to waive it unless you're right.
I'm going to go back to what you said.
The prosecutor comes in and says, I can get the assistant prosecutor. Here's what I've got to get. Right now are a heck of a deal before we get going. And they'll sign on today. I need to be able to get on 2 weeks vacation.
Up on hire.
That's the only thing that's holding us up. I would vote to waive what we have in writing. Or if any of you can. So this is a stickler. This great person out there hears what I need to do. But are we not setting ourselves up for discrimination by doing that?
No, you can do that for me. Professional position.
Yeah. If I go to them, which I wouldn't do it because as far as I'm concerned, it is discrimination. If I go to them and say, hey, I've got this guy that's working for Branson Police, he'll come over here if I give him a 2 weeks vacation right off the bat. Now I've got a new hire that's getting 2 weeks vacation, and I've got a guy that's been here for a year and he'll get a week.
If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it.
Right.
It's not discrimination, though. Discrimination is based on
this is done in
protected class, and people aren't capable of protected class.
It ain't right.
You're
going to
have
to
listen.
Yeah.
Well, I
mean, we're all here to look out for the best benefit of the county. I'm going to go back to this engineering deal that has been in minds of back 2 commissions ago. The fact that if we hired an engineer and we saved lots and lots of money in the position that we would hire an engineer, then why would we not take the county's money that's most beneficial to the county and we had the opportunity to hire the right person and we waived something on that issue to get them work for him.
This says we can. So we can waive whatever we waive that we can't waive. It's got to be policy.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask for that thing to go away. I wasn't going that direction anyway, but I thought
you were going to make a mistake. By the way,
that's Andrea. Baby, that's our answer.
Cute.
Happy New Year to you. What is that extreme ugliness?
Are we ready to move on to five?
On five, we change. On 5.7, we made a change that just changed the section title to Employment References After Separation of Employment, because this was to note that this is different than pre-employment records check. And that's the only thing we changed in 5.7, in section 5.
5.2.
Okay.
I'd like to see one word change on the resignation.
Okay.
It says such, about the middle of that, it says such resignation may be withdrawn by the employee at any time prior to the effective date with the approval of the county commission and elected official. I'd like to see that put for elected official.
Or? Yeah.
You're right. There's no need to be having to bring up change like that over here bother them.
We can put with approval of the county commission, comma, elected official,
drive
on or
department head.
Right. All accrued time will be paid unless specified otherwise. Should we put with the exception of sick time?
Yeah, that's covered in here. Is it not under sick leave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wherever we have mm-hmm. sick leave per.
But I can add it if you want me to.
Well, maybe we can add a word to all accrued time. All such and such accrued time.
Okay.
All accrued time. All, somewhere in here.
Yeah, it does.
Sick leave is not.
Okay.
Be cashed out.
Okay.
All. Okay, Don, the word.
I'll just I just don't like if we put it somewhere. One place it says all can be, and another place it says that can't be.
Qualified. There you go. Section 6, there's no changes made.
Are you, wait a minute, 5.8, this form, is that something that we should you do, or you want this office to do, or what do we have? Oh, this is different. I'm sorry. I thought that you were missing an important. My apologies.
Information that we need to know here in this system that happens.
Kind of like number two of six, like, you know, a girl stay out with a clue for that. You don't know from one day to the next whether she was going to be well the next day.
Just when you see that that time period is approaching, the 3 days, if you'll just tell me so that I can keep in mind that I may have to offer them as an order. That's it.
Well, that would be then just for full-time employees.
That would be what?
Just for full-time employees.
It's for anyone who has worked in the previous 12 months and 2,050 hours?
1,250.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
But this is not a requirement, right?
Right. This is a requirement. If they work 1,250 hours, you have to.
Offer yet, but what FMLA is they can work and hold the position without pay. That is, they are just sick for 3 days with that, and they're going to use their sick leave. They got sick leave.
They can use sick leave clear through FMLA. It's a matter of I have to offer it once I see that somebody could have a possible FMLA situation. And if they're out for more than 3 days, is the terminology of their FMLA, I have to offer it. They may come right back to work on that fourth day, but I still have to offer it.
They may be not have a week, so nothing to do with that.
It may not even be eligible.
You just have to tell them that this is a requirement of federal law.
But if they are eligible, but do not wish to take it, they wish to take their sick time and all that, then their FMLA doesn't go into effect, right?
But why would they take it? Because it's without pay?
No, you can still take your pay. I mean, it's not a pay. No, it has no pay. But what if it's an employee that is on not very good status with their supervisor and they are looking to maybe be terminated in the future? This would give them protection against that, and they would definitely want to take it. But no FMLA is approved without a doctor's form filled out, ever. Once the doctor fills out that form that says, yes, they are an eligible employee for this, we've got to do it.
So if they take sick leave, it's not paid. But if they do go on FMLA, they do not receive a paycheck for the time they're on.
They can receive their sick pay, not a paycheck.
They can receive sick pay.
Or vacation or comp time.
They're
not connected. They can even receive short-term disability if they sign up for it. Like for maternity or something.
What is it after you've used? Well, since Diane had to do your guaranteed 12 weeks or something. What type of?
That's FMLA.
FMLA.
She was on FMLA.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But no. pay after.
No pay after student or approved.
Right. So that's what I was thinking that it referred to.
And so the the smart thing, and what they're looking out for, at least from my perspective, is the employee. So the employee is guaranteed that at the end of that time, they're put
back to where they are.
That and I'm in total agreement with that. That kind of complicates things if you have a position that you need to fill. So you do then hire somebody.
And they don't have to go back to the exact position, just an equivalent one. So if you need to fill it, you can fill it.
I mean, I know it's the
it's the law.
It's the law. I mean, there's nothing you can
it's
do
the
about
craziest
it.
It's law ever.
They guarantee the same pay.
My problem is, what's
and same status of position.
Do you have a picture in here? Did you show it to the guy? Do you have it? No. Wedding day. 138 pounds. That might have to show up somewhere. Where are we at? 7.
No changes on that. None at all. This is the policy we did not have in state auditors. Highly encourage that we write. Number 8
question.
7.
Oh, 7.
Mm-hmm. Did we go on there? We did. So there's an internal option you asked for. The one thing I did add on 8, under Donna's recommendation, and I kept on my note, but that there are certain assessors, men in the certain in the assessor's office that wear a uniform. But that's all that I've done.
Yeah, it wasn't listed. And appropriate, especially the problem you've had that.
Right.
You know, we had a theft from a residence the other day. People came down, tried to pass themselves off as sewer employees.
Wow.
Down White Highway. Or they could have been contacted by the person who was on the sewer. And ended up stealing medication down the house. Well, one of that person front door, the other one back door.
Wow.
We're trying. Looking at the.
Lag of sleep. Okay, tell me what everybody thinks about general guidelines 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
You're still here.
Oh, I thought you said.
No, that's okay.
That's okay.
I don't want to say
anything. I'm just saying what's most conservative to me may not be most conservative to you. So, who does your supervisor determine that?
I think it's just a general term.
Through
the liberal I don't have to see through, or just see period. Well, I think 8.2 really jumps on all of what is above, if we look at the general guidelines, and probably chats. So this is where, at least from my perspective, we needed some help from you all as to what is good verbiage, what's not good verbiage, what we should put in here, what we should not put in here.
8.2, we're discriminating against the men. We're saying any type of men's shorts not allowed, but lady shorts above mid-thigh are. And for me, I think the highest they should go are the shorts should not be right here on 8.2.
Anybody
that
wears
shorts?
Some maybe should wear shorts.
Yeah, there are people who wear shorts too. I think they should be. Just happened to me. We've had a commissioner that wore shorts to the commission meeting one day.
Get up too late.
That is a way to wear shorts.
Hold on.
Let's look. Okay, all right. I'll be talking about that. Start saying the very beginning. Let's talk about says no employee may wear hard tops, strapless tops without a covered jacket. Top that covers spaghetti straps, base tops, crop top top this. T-shirts with offensive wording, offensive pictures.
It's on the show.
Crop. That makes sense. Okay. Linda, do we have people who wear lady shorts in the town system?
Mm-hmm.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
In our offices.
Mm-hmm. I think that we're so used to it out in the public anymore that we don't notice it.
Yep.
I don't have it in my office.
I'll stop wearing.
Especially the ladies.
Yeah, quit wearing
ladies. The guys aren't even allowed to wear shorts at all, according to this.
We had to, in Road Bridge, we had to change it for safety reasons. There were several Road Bridge boys that were wearing shorts because of the heat that we made a change there, I think.
NIT?
For safety reasons.
No shorts. I agree, no shorts, period.
Well, you're on shorts, like I am on coveralls. I only stand that I didn't take this for you. No coveralls on women and no flip flops.
No coveralls on
women?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what?
Overalls.
Overalls.
Bibs?
Yeah.
Okay, overalls.
And I don't
want to. Those were overalls
and
flip-flops.
Yeah,
I had to wear
those
to work
one
day.
Yeah.
I would say beach type
flip-flops
because
I had
for
work,
women.
I had to do, I had sales,
most
I had to wear them. I had surgery and only had one hand.
Dress sandals are between the toes.
I remember that too.
Well, and that kind of thing helped flip-flops.
I don't like beach pads with socks.
I don't like the rubber one.
I'm not going to scream at them.
I mean, there's so many different types of footballs. We have had complaints from the community of the items in there.
This one especially. Mm-hmm. I've had one of my male employees who was embarrassed in another office. Just had to turn away.
Because
Danny
was wearing
shorts. He was wearing exposing his upper body. That is an issue. It's
that sounds like one full dollars out.
She is.
She's recording
it.
Yeah,
it is.
Well,
well,
the truth.
You could have shared that.
Ben,
you could have made
fun of
it.
I don't
have an issue. So can we say no shorts at all? If we're going to say no shorts for me, can we say no shorts for me?
So you're saying that the only pants other than pants you're looking at is capris. Below the knee?
Below the knee.
So you're... No, I'm just going to clarify. So not saying no shorts for me. As far as I'm concerned, is that for this group and this group? Collectively,
everybody at least is. I think we get into a real awkward situation here because I don't think there's anyone that they call it when you come to the courthouse on Fridays, when they call it casual Friday, your tire is totally different than it is any other time of the week. So you have to be careful about the way you dress this if you're going to allow what they call casual Friday, which is a...
I see it more during the week than on Friday.
I know, but I'm just saying you have to be careful about the way you put this down here, or you eliminate that.
I have a general rule on blue jeans that we don't wear blue jeans unless we are delivering equipment, picking up equipment, packing equipment. It's a snow day.
Well, and
that's just my choice.
We can, and
that's when I'll have to get those women's shorts.
We can, this is a general overall. Now, if an elected official wants to have a different, more stringent on that, they can.
As we have determined throughout the whole thing, it does go into then office and casual dress, casual Friday.
I kind of think too is just clarifying.
One. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a problem with crop pants or capris, maybe call them.
Either one.
Those are at the knee, but above the knee, there's I'll name names.
What's he looking at?
If we are, we need to turn that recorder off.
I'm not
moving.
What are we talking about?
There's been a couple.
There's been problems in the past, and it's been addressed by the office, the elected officials, and it's been taken care of. I don't really know of anything currently that's a problem.
So then there won't be a problem on saying no shorts.
Let's get this from and then as a group we'll talk about it collectively. So it says shirts revealing midriff, low cut tops or beach attire, comma, shorts, comma, or period, or in shorts. Employees must remember the common system T and leave out in shorts and shorts above the 5. That would cover shorts for everyone. If that's the direction you want to go. be a bit of
short, just shorts, you're saying, for men or women.
Well, that's what just, that's what Donna yeah. suggested. Yeah.
Yeah. The word shorts here. Exception.
Is there consensus that we'll do that?
Should we say in short above the knee?
Well, the shorts above the knee are shorts below the knee are capris.
Well, and that's what we want to.
Shorts above.
Well, I don't know.
Baggy shorts aren't capris.
This is an easy guy.
Yeah.
Unless you find basketball in the 80s. Or the 60s or 70s.
My shorts were not that long.
I remember they were short back then. Short.
They were very short.
But really, the shorts they were down, I don't know.
I knew somebody was going to go there.
Jimmy got it. That's okay.
She's eating bread.
I've got a little problem with the shoe wear more than I did the shorts.
Where you at on
that? 8-3. It's on the next page, Ron.
Okay.
At the top up there. May include dressy sandals or dressy flip-flops. We've got one of the guys that
wears
flip-flops or Crocs all the time.
I think Crocs is
not on control. No, not in my office. It's in another department of the county. But,
should I add for ladies on the dressing?
We want flip-flops even in there.
There's some flip-flops that ladies have to have in the summer.
Okay.
I don't mind being discriminatory here if you put ladies can wear flip-flops and men can't.
Men aren't fed to glass.
There you go.
Yeah. What?
No.
That's just something they're fixing.
Oh, I don't think. I don't think. What do you call them? Crocs? I don't think those are dressy anyway.
Well, I know some. Sorry, we say no Crocs. I'm just asking.
There's some people, I mean...
They don't look good.
There, you've got to leave it for somebody to determine whether it's grassy or not. I just think it looks very good walking around here in flip flops. Men at this, you know, especially.
Well, we need to have the Crocs because that is a very identifying.
Well, that would be up here in the general guidelines. Where it says on the military.
So you can't wear them, okay?
Only as you wear a t-shirt.
Well, this is a t-shirt. A long-sleeve t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why it's hard to define on t-shirts. I didn't have a collar. Mm-hmm. I dress a t-shirt. In the catalog where I ordered
there are some colored t-shirts that guys wear with t-shirt. Jackets and stuff.
Hard to dress, yeah.
We have the Kathy t-shirt.
Yeah. So is it your suggestion at this juncture there is it where it says shoe wear may include blue stripe, dressy sandals or dressy flip flops?
Well,
you want that for the other part, don't you?
You've got men wear and women wear. Women, I don't mind, that's fine for them to wear the dressy sandals and flip flops. But I don't think it's proper for guys.
Again,
just my opinion. I know with your shorts. If it's something we're hung on, go on. I don't care. I've voiced my opinion. That's all facts.
Do we want men with...
I want to say that old lady.
Turn it off.
Yeah.